早晨好。
I'm not sure it is good to start a brand new week in the book of Jeremiah, but we will try.
新的一个星期开始，我们开始就是来读耶利米书，不知道是不是个好的开始，但是我们会努力。
Maybe that is a sad way to start the week.
也许这个用这本书来开始有点令人难过，就是新的星期的开始。
Let's begin with prayer.
让我们一起来祷告开始。
Dear God, as we study this old book,
亲爱的主,
would you help us to hear its message for us today?
当我们就是研读这本古旧的书信的时候，求你帮助你今天要对我们说话的信息。
We ask that your spirit will speak to us through your word.
我们请求真的是你的圣灵通过这本书来对我们的心说话。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名。
Amen. Jeremiah is called the weeping prophet.
耶利米被称为哭泣的先知。
He was a very reluctant prophet.
他是一个被勉强的先知。
And as we study this book, you will understand why.
你会读这本书你就知道为什么他是被勉强，好像是勉强的。
Let me begin by giving you a little bit of historical setting for this book.
我先给大家一些这个书的历史背景。
The last book we studied was Isaiah.
我们上一本书学习的是以赛亚书。
Isaiah preaches from around 740 to 680 BC.
以利亚是不是以赛亚是大概公元前740年到680年做先知。
That is the time when the northern kingdom is falling.
那个时期呢是这个北方王国陷落了。
Isaiah is a prophet in Judah in the southern kingdom.
以赛亚是南方南国的先知在犹大。
But he is saying to the people of Judah, look at what is happening in the north.
他对犹大的百姓说：“你看北国发生了什么
？”If you do not repent, that will happen to us.
如果你们不悔改，同样的情况也会发生在我们身上。
That's Isaiah.
那是以赛亚。
Jeremiah preaches over 100 years later.
耶利米是在一百年之后呢讲到。
He preaches in the south.
他也在南国讲道。
And now Jerusalem is about to fall.
这个时候呢，耶路撒冷马上就要陷落了。
The theme of the book is Judah's last hour.
他的这个耶利米书的这个信息就是耶路撒冷的犹大的最后时刻。
This is Judah's last chance to repent.
这是犹大最后的要可以悔改的机会。
Judah will fall around 587 BC.
犹大大概是在公元前586年会被那个就是陷落了。
Jeremiah begins preaching about 40 years before that happens.
耶利米大概是在那个陷落之前的40年开始来
his entire ministry is centered around this, the fall of Jerusalem.
所以他整个的信息都是集中于耶路撒冷要陷落的这个信息。
If you go to the third slide, the map.
如果你到第三个图，just give me a moment. Yeah. Oh my goodness.我们来到第三张的图片。
Ready?
Yes.
So, for the 50 years before Babylon falls.
Babylon, or Jerusalem.
Jerusalem, I'm sorry, okay. Jerusalem.
在那个耶路撒冷陷落五十年之前。
There is constant conflict between Assyria in the north.
在北方不断的有这个亚述。 在北
Babylon
还有
in the
巴比伦还有这个马代他们之间有冲突
and Egypt in the south
但是南方的是埃及
I don't have a way to show you on the map
我没有办法在你这儿I will try to use a mouse
so Assyria is up in the top right hand corner
亚述是在这个上边的右边如果大家可以看到我的鼠标能够看到这是亚述
Babylon is down in the right bottom corner yes
所以巴比伦呢是在这个往下一点这个右下角
Egypt is on the entire other side of the screen yes
这个埃及呢是在最左边在这个地方大家可以看到我鼠标的话
If you follow that black line that comes up
如果你看着跟着这条黑线往前走的话
That traces where the conflicts are happening
这个就是显示了这些他们之间的冲突大概就是沿着这条线发生了这些黑线
Now several weeks ago when we were looking at Israel's history I said to you that most of the things that happen in Israel you can give two reasons
我们前几个星期讲到以色列的历史我当时说以色列它的这个土地上所发生的这些大的事件呢你可以用找到两个原因
And I want to give you both reasons this morning
这两个原因我都会给你解释
If CNN had existed back at 600 BC
就是说有两个不同的解释这两种解释我都告诉你就假设说 CNN 在公元前600年就有在那个时期的话
They would have sent a camera crew to where that red dot is.
他们会送他们的那个记者团队到这个红色的这个地方，就是米基多。
And they would have said something like this.
他们会这样报道。
Assyria is in the north, and they are trying to preserve their power.
就是北方的亚述，他们想要就是保存他们的权力，就他们在这个地方的统治权。
Babylon is in the east and they are pushing up against Assyria.
就是巴比伦呢在这个东边的巴比东下右下方的巴比伦他想要扩张他的势力所以他就把亚述往上推往北边推。
And Egypt that has been a weaker power.
然后埃及呢相对来讲他的势力要弱一些。
Sees an opportunity to expand.
他抓住这个机会他也想扩张
and so they are coming from the southwest
所以呢他们就从东南方上来西南方上来
and if you were to say to them why is all of this happening to Judah
如果你问他们说为什么这一切会发生在犹大的身上呢
CNN would say bad luck
CNN 就说他们运气不好
their little strip of landis right where all of these other armies pass to meet each other.
然后他说犹大的这片小小的土地呢正好就在这些有冲突的国家的军队要经过的这片必经之地。
Now, would that answer be correct?
他那个答案对不对呢解释。
Yes.
是这样的。
Partly so.
一部分是对的。
Part of the reason, the visible reason, that Judah is destroyed is because they are in the little piece of land between these other empires.
就是部分的就是可见的原因好像就是因为犹大正好是在这些强大的这个势力他们要争夺土地的时候他在他们冲突的必经之地。
That's one answer, and it's not wrong.
那是一个解释也不是错误的
But it's not enough
但是这个是不够的
I guess I would say if there was a war between West Palm Beach and Stewart Hope Sound would be in the middle and we would suffer
就是说假设说比如说在这个棕榈滩和这个北边的这个斯图尔特如果有战争的话那我所在的这个 Hope Sound 正好在中间那我们就会倒霉
But that's not enough reason.
但是那个不是完全的全部的原因。
The bigger reason, the reason from God's perspective.
更大的从神来看的这个原因是
is that God has sent prophet after prophet after prophet to warn Judah to repent and she does not repent.
神就是一而再再而三的送了很多的先知去警告犹大要悔改，但是他却不悔改。
And so God sends judgment.
所以最终呢，神就开审，就是审判了。
In 609 BC,
在公元前609年
，the Pharaoh from Egypt marches north. That's that black line.
这就是从这个埃及的这个法老，他就是从开始向北进军，就是沿着这条黑线。
He takes his army all the way up to the black dot at the top of the screen.
他带着他的军队一直到了这个加基米斯，就是上面这个地方。
He wants to join with the Assyrians.
他想跟亚述联合起来。
Because he can see that the Babylonians are growing and expanding.
因为他能看到这个巴比伦的势力越来越强大，而且在扩张。
He wants to stop Babylon.
他也想要停止巴比伦的扩张。
So he moves his army up to Carchemish.
所以他就
against the Babylonians.
所以他就把他的军队呢，就是派遣到了加基米斯，要跟亚述联手去那个停止这个巴比伦的扩张。
On their way.
在他们往上军队往上走的时候，北行的时候
，He fights a battle at the Red.
在这个之间呢，他在那个米基多打了一场仗。Yeah, I saw that.
That is called Megiddo.
那个地方称为米基多。
There, Josiah tries to stop the Egyptian army.
在那个地方呢，那个约沙法他想要停止这个。他来阻挡埃及的军队。
Josiah is killed.
然后约沙法被杀。
And the army marches on up to Carchemish.
所以那个军队就一直埃及的军队就北行到了加基米斯。
Sometime I would love to take a group from the church to Israel.
我真是希望有的未来有时间可以带我们教会的弟兄姐妹一起去这个。
After COVID-19 has disappeared,
在这个疫情过去之后，我们去这个以色列。
You can stand on the mountain that looks down on Megiddo.
你可以站在那个就是那个米基多附近的山上，就是俯瞰那个米基多。
A long, long open valley.
它是一个很长很宽阔的一个山谷。
And you can see how the armies came against each other, and the road where they ran is still exists.
就是你可以看到这个两个军队，他们就是在战场上相见的那个战场，然后可以看到他们逃跑的走的那个路现在还在。
After that battle,
在那个米基多战争之后
，by 605, the Assyrians have been defeated.
到公元前605年，亚述被打败了。从那个时候开始，巴比伦就是世界上最强大的权力。
The next slide gives you a list of three attacks on Jerusalem by Babylon.
就是下一张这张幻灯片呢，就看到了就是以巴比伦他对以色列耶路撒冷的三次攻击。
It is not that there was just one big battle.
它不是一个就一次性的一个很大的战役。
Instead, for a period of 20 years,
大概有二十年的一个时期
，Babylon was trying to conquer Jerusalem.
巴比伦想要征服耶路撒冷。
In 605,
在公元前605年。
Babylon attacks Jerusalem and they take away the young nobility.
在巴比伦攻击耶路撒冷，他们带走了这个年轻的这些贵族，一些。
This is when Daniel is taken away.
这是第一次，这是丹以里被掳走。
About I'm not good at math. 8 years later.
大概过了八年之后
，there is a revolt。
那个就是这个耶路撒冷，他叛乱。
The king of Judah, they still have their own king, and the king of Judah tries to rise up against Babylon.
就是犹大了，他们那时候还是有王，他就想要起来，想背叛那个巴比伦。
Babylon attacks again.
然后巴比伦又进攻，又攻击他们。
Kills the king.
然后他就这次就把王给杀了。
And takes his son as the new king away to Babylon.
然后把他的那个新的王，就他的儿子给带到了巴比伦。
Takes 10,000 crafts, of the people, including craftsmen and other leaders.
然后就带了1,000个人俘虏走，包括他们的领袖，包括他们的这些工匠。
And this includes Ezekiel, the next book we will look at.
这个里边的俘虏，其中就包括以西结，就是下一个我们要读的，要研读的书。
We then have about 10 years where Babylon is in control, but Jerusalem still is able to operate.
就是再后来的十年呢，就是巴比伦在管辖他们，但是呢，以色列还是有自己的王，还是可以运行。应该是犹大。
Nebuchadnezzar chooses who will be king, but he allows them to have a king.
尼布甲尼撒指定谁可以做王，但是他允许他们仍然有王。
During this time is the focus of Jeremiah's ministry.
这段时期是那个耶利米的他主要的一个事工的时期。
Finally, 587, Jerusalem revolts again.
终于在公元前586年，以色列耶路撒冷又背叛。
And after several months of fighting, in 586, the city is defeated.
大概他们又打了几个月的仗，最后这个城就被毁了。
And this time, Nebuchadnezzar says, I'm tired of this.
这次呢，尼布甲尼撒说我受够了。
They keep revolting and causing trouble.
他们不断的就是叛乱，然后带来麻烦。
So he has his armies tear down the walls to the city.
所以他就让他的军队把耶路撒冷的城墙给拆了。
Destroy the temple.
把他们的圣殿毁了。
No longer allows them to have a king.
也不再允许他们有一位王。
He appoints a man by the name of Gedaliah as the governor.
他让那个叫基大利做他们的省长。
And now Judah is a province of Babylon.
现在呢，犹大就成为了巴比伦的一个行省。
Now I won't get back to this, and so let me jump to the end of the story real quick.
然后我就不会，待会儿不会再讲，所以我现在就讲这个故事的结尾。
All of this happens in 586.
这所有的一切都发生在公元前586年。
Jerusalem is destroyed.
耶路撒冷被毁。
Only the poor people are left there.
只有民中极穷的人被留在了耶路撒冷。
But one of those who is left is the prophet Jeremiah.
其中被留的人之一呢，有先知耶利米。
Four years after the destruction of Jerusalem.
在这个耶路撒冷被毁之后的四年。
A group of people will come to Jeremiah.
有一群人呢会来到先知耶利米跟前。
And they will say,
他们会说
we have decided to rebel.
他们说我们决定要再次要叛乱要背叛。
We're not going to live here under this foreign rule.
我们不想不会再住在这儿，就是被这个外国人统治者所统
治。We're going to run to Egypt.
我们要去跑到埃及，逃到埃及去。
What does God say?
神是怎么说的？
Jeremiah prays.
耶利米就祷告了。
He says to them, God says, do not go.
神他告诉他们说，神说了你们不要去埃及。
Because if you go, Babylon will follow you.
如果你去埃及，巴比伦人也会跟着到那边去。
Go back up to the map before, please.
我们回到刚才的那个地图。 Yes.
The people refuse again to listen to Jeremiah.
再一次呢，这个百姓又拒绝听耶利米的。
They kill the governor.
他们把这个省长基大利给杀了。
They take Jeremiah as a hostage.
他们把耶利米作为人质抓起来。
And they follow that black line down.
然后他们就跟着这条黑色的线又去到了埃及。
And sure enough, Nebuchadnezzar attacks Egypt.
的确是那样的，接着后来那个尼布甲尼撒就开始攻打埃及。
All right, that's a very, very short summary of this history.
这是对那个耶利米书背历史背景的一个很简短的一个概略概括。
There are large books that are written just on this period of history, so I'm trying to summarize in 10 minutes a whole bunch.
然后呢，这是一个很短的时间发生了一个很多的事情在这本书里边。那我只想用十分钟的时间把它概括，有点太短。
But I think if you can understand a little bit of how unsettled this period of time was,
如果你可以了解在这个这段时期是多么的动荡的话，
it will help you to understand Jeremiah's ministry better.
这个可能会帮助你更好的了解这个耶利米的事工服事。
I am going to say something I'm not an expert on, and so maybe I am wrong.
我要说一些事情，我也不是专家，所以我说的可能不对。
If so, Sister Lei, you can just translate it correctly.
Okay, I will try.
But I think from reading Chinese history,
如果我们去读中国历史的话，
this period in Jerusalem is like 1910, 1920 through 1949.
Yeah, 如果你比较把它跟中国历史比的话，那可能这段时期呢，耶路撒冷时期就像中国从1910年一直到1949年这段时期。
Constant war.
就是战争是不断的进行，不断的有战争。
One power becomes strong, then another, then another.
就是一个军阀一个势力起来，接着呢倒下，然后另我一个超级的权力起来，然后就这么变来变去的。
In Africa, they told me a proverb.
在非洲，他们告诉我一句格言。
When elephants fight, the ants get trampled.
他就说，当大象之间打架的时候呢，这个蚂蚁就会被踩到。
That's this period of time.
那就是这段时期的历史。
The little people are pushed back and forth.
就是这个普通的百姓呢，被这样推来推去的。
While the big empires are fighting.
就是这些大的帝国之间彼此在争斗的时候，这个普通百姓是这
样。Now, in the middle of this is poor Jeremiah.
在这个中间呢，是可怜的耶利米。
Jump down two slides. His family opposes him.
然后他的家庭呢，会就是都开始反对他。
Because they say you're going to bring trouble on us.
他们说，因为你会给我们带来麻烦。
The rulers accuse him of being a traitor.
那个他的这个就是领袖们呢，也说他是个叛国者。
Because he tells them you should surrender to Babylon, you're going to lose.
因为他对他们说，你们应该。像那个投降于巴比伦，因为我们会输的。
I told you he is taken as a hostage to Egypt.
我告诉你们，他曾经是被作为人质带到埃及。
Part of what causes all of this problem is this.
之所以有这么多麻烦，就是
Jeremiah was born in the family of priests.
耶利米是祭司家庭的后代。
But after, during the time of Solomon,
在这个所罗门时期，
there was a conflict between the priests.
在这个祭司之间呢有矛盾。
Eli's family had been cursed.
就是以利的这个家族呢，他的这个支派，他的这个后代是被咒诅的。
And so Solomon took those priests out of the leadership in the temple.
所以呢，所罗门呢就不让以利的后代再做这个圣殿里边这个祭司的领袖，就把他们不让他们做了。
Jeremiah is part of that group, that family that is pushed out to the side.
You mean Eli's family?Eli.
Yes.
所以那个耶利米呢是以利的这个家族的这个后代，所以他就是他实际上是不在那个圣殿里服侍。
So Jeremiah is an outsider.
所以呢这个耶利米呢他是一个外人。
And when he criticizes the leaders and the temple leaders, they just say, ah,Sour grapes, you're just jealous because you're not one of the leaders.
因为当他，所以当他就是批评这些圣殿的祭司跟领袖的时候，他们就说你不过是个双普的好，你根本就是个外人。
So maybe you can understand why Jeremiah is very reluctant to become a prophet.
所以你就大概能够理解为什么耶利米非常勉强的成为先知。
The book of Jeremiah does not have a niceOutline like Isaiah.
耶利米书不像以赛亚书有一个很规整的一个大纲，一个概括。
It's written during a time of chaos.
它是在一个很混乱的时期写的。
And the book is kind of chaos.
然后这本书呢也是有点混乱。
In fact, much of the book we don't even know the order when it happened.
所以呢，很多的书，这个书里边的很多篇章，我们甚至不知道它的这个发生事件发生的顺序。
It will talk about something later, and then the next chapter will jump early.
它本来在讲的下一页要发生的事情，再过一章，它又回到以前的这个时期。
In the order, it is one of the most confusing books in the Old Testament.
所以呢，按照这个来讲，这个耶利米书大概是旧约里最让人就是有点。就是混淆的这本书，它的啊，从它的顺序来讲
，There are two big messages that come through.
但是在耶利米书里边有两个大的信息。
The slides are not up now.
Okay, sure.
The two big messages, slide number six.
Yeah, this is that's a six. I make them big. That's it.
Is judgment and hope.
这个耶利米书的两个信息就是审判和盼望。
Most of the book is a message of judgment.
这本书的主要的信息呢，就是讲审判。
Israel has broken God's law.
犹大呢，就是背弃了神的盟约。
She has broken the covenant.
她就是违约。
And God must judge her.
神必须要审判他。
When we started looking at the prophets, I gave you an outline of the prophetic lawsuit.
我当时曾经给大家一个，就是说关于这个先知的这个诉讼。
How God brings accusations against the people who break His covenant.
神是如何来对那些。违约的他的子民来进行诉讼的。
I'm not going to go through it today, but I gave you on slide 9 an outline of that in Jeremiah.
所以呢，我不会详细的经过，但是我给了大家一个这个大纲，就是神的这个先知的法律诉讼是怎么样的，在第九章。
You can look that up for yourself.
我们自己可以看。
Jeremiah comes in chapter 5. He says God was looking for someone righteous.
在耶利米第五章，耶利米书第五，他说神在寻找一个义人。
When you read about the judgment of Israel, you must remember these are God's people. He loves them.
当你读这个审判的信息的时候，你要记得就是说这些是神的百姓，神爱他们。
He does not want.To judge them.
神并不想审判他们。
And so in chapter 5, God said to Israel, to Jeremiah, look through the city of Jerusalem and find someone who is righteous.
所以在第五章，神对耶利米说：“你在耶路撒冷的宽阔处寻找，看看有一人行公义，求诚实没有。”
I want to spare the city. Find someone righteous.
我想放过这个城，想发现找到一个义人。
Jeremiah said he looked around the city.
耶利米就说他就在这个城市里找来找去。
Everyone was wicked.
每个人都是邪恶的。
Jeremiah said in verse 4, well, these are just the poor people.
然后耶利米就说这些人实在是贫穷的。
They don't really know the law. They're foolish.
他们是愚昧的，他们不晓得耶和华的作为和他神的法则。
But if I can go to the powerful people, they will know.
他说我是去见尊大的人，他们可能晓得耶和华的作为。
But then in verse 5, he found out that even the great men had broken God's law.
他就发现这些尊大的人，这些有权力的人，他们也是就是没有违背了神的律法。
The entire city was wicked.
整个的这个城市都是邪恶的。
And so Jeremiah says, God must judge the nation.
所以耶利米说神必须要审判他的子民。
He gives a series of actions to portray the judgment.
他给了我们一系列的这个行为，让我们来描述这样的要来的审判。
Slide 14, I gave you some of those.
我给了大家一些他的就是耶利米的审判信息。
There is a period of drought to represent judgment.
有一系列的这个旱灾来代表神的审判，来显示展示神的审判。
In chapter 16, there is a death. Someone dies.
在第十六章呢，有一个有人死了。
And God says to Jeremiah, "Don't mourn the death."
但是神对耶利米说，不要去进入丧家为他们去哀哭。
And when people ask you, why are you not mourning the death?
当别人问你为什么你不去哀哭，为死人哀哭的时候
，Tell them.Judgment is coming, and so many people will die that there will be no time for funerals.
他就说，因为审判要来，有很多的人死，所以你都没有时间去办葬礼。
He says, "Don't go to a wedding."
然后神也对耶利米说，不要去参加婚宴。
It's going to be a time of mourning, not celebration.
因为会成为一个要哀痛的日子，而不是一个庆祝的日子。
God sends Jeremiah to visit a potter, making a clay vessel.
神送耶利米去一个陶匠的家，让这个做陶匠的地方。
And he says to them, this is chapter 18.
这在第十八章。
A potter can take a clay vessel, and if it's not right, the potter has the power to change it.
就是说，神说，就是说，他说。如果这个窑匠会用泥做器皿，如果他看那个窑这个器皿在他手中做坏了，他又用这泥做别的器皿，他看怎么好就怎么做。
And God says to Israel, "If you will obey me, I can turn your judgment to blessing."
然后神对犹太说，如果你顺服我，如果你悔改，那我可以把你的这个审判变为祝福。
But you must recognize my sovereignty.
但是你必须要承认我的主权。
He gives him on the next slide, chapter 24, a vision of two baskets of figs.
24, slide 24, is 20 total.
Slide 15, Jeremiah 24.
Okay, 在第二十四章呢，耶利米说，神给了让耶利米看到两筐无花果。
And he says, God is going to send one of the baskets to Babylon in captivity.
他说神会送一筐无花果，就是给那个在巴比伦被放逐的人。Yes.
The prophecy I want to look at a little bit in more detail is in chapter 29.
我想花一点时间仔细看的是在第29章。
Jeremiah writes a letter to the exiles.
耶利米写信给在巴比伦的被巴比伦流放的犹大人。
This chapter comes from late in Jeremiah's life.
这一段呢，大概是在耶利米人生的后期写的。
The people have already been carried away.
这些人已经被带到了被掳到了巴比伦。
And Jeremiah writes them a letter.
耶利米写给他们写了一封信。
Now they are hoping that he will send a letter that says, "You will soon be allowed to come back home."
他们希望得到的这封信里面写的说，你们很快就要回家了。
But instead, this is what he says.
但是呢，耶利米却是这么说的。
He says.To the people who are in Babylon in exile,
就是说对一切被掳去的，就是从耶路撒冷被掳到巴比伦的人。
Build houses.
你们要盖造房屋。
Plant gardens.
栽种田园。
Marry.
娶妻生儿生女。
And pray that Babylon will have peace.
你们要为那城求平安。
Don't think you are coming home.
不要想着你们马上就要回家了。
Pray that Babylon will prosper.
为那城求平安，你们。
Why? Because you are going to be there a long time.
因为你们要在那儿待很久。
And then he says.
然后他接着说。
After 70 years, I will bring you back.
为巴比伦所定的70年满了以后，我要让你们仍回此地。
And the verse that is.Always so popular with Jeremiah.
所以这个在耶利米书最出名的一经节就是。我知道。
I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord.
耶和华说，我知道我向你们所怀的意念。
Plans for good, not for evil.
是赐平安的意念，不是降灾祸的意念。
To give you a future and a hope.
要叫你们末后有指望。
That is a wonderful promise.
那是一个很棒的一个应许。
But it comes in 70 years of exile.
但是呢，这个却是在70年这个流放之后。
God says to the people of Israel, I'm going to allow you to suffer for 70 years.
神对他的百姓说，我让你们，允许你们受70年的苦。
So that you will call on me and pray to me.
所以你就会呼向我呼求，向我祷告。
You will seek me.
你会寻求我。
You will cry out to me.
你们会呼求我，若呼求，寻求，呼求我。
And then I will bring you back.
然后那时候会把你带回来。
One of the biggest messages of Jeremiah.
所以耶利米书里一个很大的很重要的信息就是
That speaks to us today
对我们今天的人所讲的是
Is that God's primary purpose is not for us to be comfortable
所以神最主首要的目标不是让我们过得很舒服
His bigger purpose is that we will follow him
他更大的目标就是我们要跟随他
And so he allows trouble in our life if it will draw us back to him.
所以呢，如果能够把我们带回到他身边，他会允许这个在我们生活中的患难。
If you are very wise, you will say, "Ah, it is better to turn back to God without trouble."
所以如果你比较聪明，就会说，那更好的就是没有麻烦就转向神。
And for 40 years, that is what God said to the people of Judah.
所以那是40年的时间呢，就是神对那个犹大的百姓所说的。
That was Jeremiah's message for 40 years.
所以那就是耶利米40年之久对他们所讲述的信息。
Don't keep going your own way. Turn back to God.
不要坚持走你，就是坚持走你自己的路，转向神。
But the people of Judah were like we are.
但是这个犹大的百姓就像我们。
We don't listen.
他们不听，我们也不听。
And so finally, God had to send judgment and destruction to draw his people back.
所以呢，最后呢，神必须得送审判和这个毁灭，让他们啊，能够转回头。
Now, slide 18 is very important in understanding the next little book.
十八这个幻灯图片的第十八片对了解下一个小书耶利米埃歌很重要。
Are they able to see the slides?
I think so.
Because none of the slides show on my screen.
Really?
It shows you on the computer.
大家能看到吗？
No.
Yes.The little book of Lamentations.
所以耶利米哀歌
Right after Jeremiah.
就在耶利米书之后
We think that it is probably written by Jeremiah.
我们觉得作者有可能是耶利米
Was written right after the fall of Jerusalem.
这大概就是耶路撒冷陷落之后马上就写的
Now,The slide that I have here shows in the black column is the destruction of Jerusalem.
所以这个黑色的部分就是耶路撒冷的城的毁灭。
The book of Jeremiah looks ahead and warns this is what will happen.
所以耶利米书的它往是一个前瞻性的，它就是在警告百姓什么会发生。
The book of Lamentations looks back and says that this is what happened.
然后耶利米哀歌呢，他就是往回看，就是说，你看这发生了什么。
And so these two books work together.
所以这两本书呢是就是在一起。
五十多以后，等到。
Go ahead, Dr. McMoy.
Lamentations is poetry.
所以耶利米哀歌呢是一首诗。
It is a special style of poetry.
它是一个特别的就是风格的一首诗，一首歌。
Unfortunately,
不幸的是
，It is impossible to translate it into Chinese.
这个不太容易翻成中文。
And it is almost impossible to translate it into English.
也不太可能把它翻译成这个很好的英文。
In the same style.
把它就是照着它原来的这种风格把它翻译出来。
Because it is not poetry that rhymes, it is poetry that every verse starts with the same letter.
它并不是一个押韵的一个诗。而是他的这个诗的每一句的头一个字母是同一个字母。
It is what I described for you when we looked at Proverbs 31.
就像我们看到那个箴言的第三十一章。
Psalm 119.
还有诗篇一百一十九。
Lamentations.
还有就是这个耶利米哀歌。
And I said, an acrostic is like saying from A to Z, this is everything.
它就是一种让我看把这个，它是一种就是字母诗。Okay, I saw here the style.
Okay, so in Lamentations, he is saying, here is.How sorry I am about what has happened.
所以耶利米哀歌他来说，这是我心里有多难过。
And so he goes through and he expresses his sorrow at the fall of Jerusalem.
所以他就用这首诗来表达他对耶路撒冷陷落的这个哀痛。
Let me just read two verses that show how this is.
让我给你显示它两句来显示它的这个字母诗的这种和它如何表达哀悼。
I'm reading it in a paraphrase.
我是用一个就是一个自由的这个翻译来读。
He says, "Oh, how empty is the city."
他说，看这个城市现在是多么的空空荡荡。
The city was full, and now it's empty.
先前蛮有人民的城，现在却是这么的空。
The city was one of the greatest in the nations.
这个是原来在列国中为大的。
Now she is a slave.
现在她成了这个奴隶。
Every night she cries herself to sleep.
她夜间呢，每天晚上都是痛哭着才入睡。
She soaks her pillow with tears.
所以她的这个枕头都被眼泪浸湿。
Her lovers have left her.
她所亲爱的人都离开了她。
And her friends have become her enemy.
她的朋友都以她为仇敌。
The whole book is verse after verse after verse of this kind of sorrow.
所以这个整本书呢，都是这样子哀痛的一句一句的诗。
But right in the middle of this, chapter 3.
但是就在这一切的痛苦这种哀痛之中呢，第三章的时候。
Even in this terrible suffering.
就算是这种很可怕的这种苦难当中。
He says, verse 22.
耶利米在耶利米哀歌三章二十二节说。
The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases.
他说耶和华诸般的慈爱，他的怜悯不至断绝。
His mercies never come to an end.
他的怜悯不至断绝。
They are new every morning.
每早晨这都是新的。
Great is your faithfulness.
你的诚实极其广大。
To wrap up Jeremiah and Lamentations, I want to say this.
就是说耶利米书跟耶利米哀歌做个总结，我想这样说。
They are both books of great sorrow.
他们都是两本充满这个痛苦的书。
They are books that say when God's people are unfaithful, God judges even his own people.
他在说如果神的百姓对神真的不忠实，就算你是神的百姓，神也会审判他们。
And his judgments are severe.
然后神的审判是严重的。
However,
但是
these books also say
这些书信仍然又说
that when God's people repent, God hears them and responds.
但是当神的百姓悔改的时候，神会听到他们，会回应。
And so if at times you feel you are suffering,
所以如果你觉得你在受苦，
and you feel that the suffering is the result of your own disobedience.
如果你觉得你受苦是由于你不听不顺服的所造成的。
The message of Jeremiah is don't give up.
所以耶利米的信息就是说不要放弃。
Turn back to God.
回转归向神。
Learn the message, the lesson he wants to teach.
去学习他要你学习的这个信息。
And be faithful to him.
对神忠心。
Because even in his judgment, he is a merciful God.
就算神在审判的时候，他也是一位怜悯的神。
All right, let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Dear God, help us to learn even from this difficult book.
主啊，求你帮助我们从这本就算是艰难的书信中学到要学的。
Many times we have suffered in our lives the results of our disobedience.
很多时候因为我们自己的不顺服，我们受苦。
And when that happens, we are tempted to despair.
当那种事情发生的时候，我们常常会绝望灰心。
But God, if there are things in our life that you are allowing us to suffer because of disobedience.
神啊，如果是因为我们的不顺服，你允许我们受苦的话。
Help us to learn the lesson that you have to teach us.
让我们能够学到你想要教我们的功课。
And to trust that you are a good God.
让我们信任你是一位良善的神。
And to call on you.
让我们向你呼求。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名，阿门，
阿门。